Bicycling around Las Cruces is delightful. The breeze in my face, memories of the freedom I felt bicycling as a boy with my dog running alongside. Now, fast enough to be good exercise for an old guy, but slow enough that I have time to think and enjoy sights I'd have sped past without seeing. In older parts of town, the quiet streets are peaceful and the houses have character. They weren't made with a giant cookie cutter. Rushing past in a big metal shell, I'd hardly notice. Bicycling enhances the connection you feel with where you live and with others who live there. You're more aware of details of people's yards, slight changes of scent or temperature, and even the habits of folks you see often. And when wife and I bicycle together, sharing the experience enhances it. I'm often headed for a sport, pickleball or swimming, even lifting, for fun and exercise. Too often, even going a few blocks, I've driven. I've occasionally wondered whether making the journey on foot wouldn't yield even more exercise and fun. Bicycling takes longer, yes, but not nearly as much longer as one might suppose, and the extra time is spent contemplating, exercising, and seeing the sights. Driving somewhere, I'm frustrated by traffic signals and other drivers who keep me from getting there faster. Bicycling there, I arrive feeling a certain calm satisfaction. I'm invigorated. Nor are drivers of cars the ogres many bicyclists paint them as. Yes, they often don't see us. Decades of mostly riding motorcycles taught me to assume at every moment that every driver is about to do the dumbest possible thing. I guess some drivers get frustrated at having to move more slowly for a moment, but we haven't seen that. We make sure people see us and wave gratefully to folks who've simply obeyed the law or acted safely around us. Maybe seeing us on bikes revives happy memories or fond dreams of someday getting on a bicycle again and feeling free. Maybe we're not viewed as competition. We're not in the Indy 500 most drivers imagine themselves driving in. Maybe at my age and with my long hair, I look so damned silly that they smile. Surprisingly, even the 100-degree temperatures haven't dissuaded us. It's more pleasant than I'd have imagined. Yeah, we get sweaty. So? The breeze is cooling, but we'll see how next spring's dust storms affect us. I admire the couple who told me recently that they've been car-free for 10 years, but I'm not there yet, nowhere near. But if you've ever been tempted to try bicycling, do it if you can. Bicycling around town will delight you.